95.3 Gorilla.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Good morning, sunshine. Feel as good as you look?
Oh, look. Another glorious morning. Makes me sick.
I can no longer hold my tongue.
Hold your tongue.
Are you gonna do the thing?
I don't do that tongue thing.
No, not the tongue thing.
I mean, really? That business with your tongue? What is that? That is disgusting.
Can we get started, please?
You watch your tongue.
Showtime.
Showtime. Here we go. All right, so I'm gonna play you a clip, and I guarantee you in a million years, you're never gonna guess who this is. All right? I'm gonna play you a little clip right here. Somebody talking on a podcast about, doing something naughty, maybe, potentially. And, like, if I gave you a million guesses, I don't think you'd ever be able to guess who this is. You ready for this? Here we go. Listen.
I think what I'm going to do, okay, you guys tell me.
Rap album.
You're really,
you should model. You're like a great looking guy.
Do I do a, older men?
You're like the most stylish.
Wait, are you saying I should do OnlyFans?
No. That would make a lot of money.
Did you see Shannon Elizabeth?
I put up all my old stuff on the OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
You're too exposed.
I don't think I own it.
No, he would be.
He's overexposed.
Somebody joking around that they should start an OnlyFans. Do you have any idea who that is? This is really funny. This was yesterday on the Friends Keep Secrets podcast. That was Hunter Biden. That was the son of President Joe Biden, who himself is now like, what? He's like 60? Doesn't look half bad either, okay? But you didn't hear that from me.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So this is actually a wild statistic today. We're talking about your neighbors. In the first half of 2026, the first 6 months of this year, calls to the police about your next door neighbor have gone up nationwide 400%. That is a wild statistic. Four times as many people? 400%? That's crazy. 400% more calls to the cops about your neighbors. So I want to know, have you had any disputes with your neighbors? What you got with this neighbor drama going on? There's got to be somebody out there. I mean, what is going on this year? First on the phone is Kinley. Kinley, what's going on with your neighbors?
We'll call him Joe.
Okay.
And he would kill baby bunnies by chasing them down with his lawnmower. And he killed little voles, like, that eat your grass.
Oh my
with
God.
A pitchfork, of all things.
Oh, my God.
And he would lay on his grass and pull out quack grass piece by piece. And then he told me that I should be doing the same because I had nothing else to do.
Okay, that man needs help or medication or jail or all three. Oh, man, that's absolutely horrible. I do not tolerate cruelty or violence to animals. That's one of those things, like, I would call the cops myself. Oh, that's horrible. I'm so sorry about that. What about you? Phone lines are absolutely blowing up right now. Neighbors that you've had to call the cops on, what's been going on? Liz is next. Liz, what happened with your neighbor?
We built a treehouse for my 6 and 9-year-old, and the neighbor complained it was an eyesore, and it was this nice, thick treehouse.
Oh, my God, that's awful. And let me guess, they called the cops on you, right? Of course. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with people in 2026? I want to know. Natalie says she's been having dog problems with her neighbors. Natalie, what's up?
She purposely lets her dogs walk close to fences so other dogs are provoked. And she has actually let other people's dogs out of a fenced-in yard just to try to provoke her dogs to do something because she knows her dogs don't get along with other dogs.
Oh, that's awful. Why? Why use animals?
Yeah.
Why use animals in a dispute with people? People are awful, dude. Straight to jail. Commit her.
Exactly.
Last story today goes to Mike. Mike, what's going on with your crazy neighbors?
We had a neighbor that used to actually block off his porch and said no trespassing on Halloween.
Like nobody can come up? That's it?
Yeah, he would block it off and actually hung a chain with a sign that said no trespassing.
See, like in my neighborhood, my friends and I would think that was like part of the Halloween decorations, right?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
That other Ryan on the radio, Ryan Seacrest, skipped out on Taylor and Travis's wedding last week. How dare he? Tried to explain himself yesterday.
Travis and Taylor got married, and I had to keep a secret from you.
I
I knew it.
You went to the wedding.
I knew it.
I had to keep a secret. It was, you know, a confidential invitation to everybody that was invited.
I knew it.
And so when you were doing your reports about the wedding, I was just on the inside screaming.
We can jump all the way to the punchline here. He didn't go because he was working on some, you know, TV show, because Ryan Seacrest has 80 million jobs. Ryan didn't go to the wedding. Come on, Ryan, give your ticket to somebody you could go, man. Usher in the news, hilariously dunking on Kevin Hart with a tiny little golf outfit. You hear this?
We left the tags on it just in case we need to, you know, size down. We got you, though. You know what I'm saying? I got your gear. I see you on the green. Or if it's putt-putt, whatever it is, you know, but we got you, dog. You good.
Oh, I love Kevin Hart. Chapel Roan made a surprise appearance at Rosalia's Oakland show, and everybody was like, okay, all right. I think we're kind of over Chapel Roan at this point. Joy Behar has blamed Botox and Ozempic for making her look drunk on The View. I'm not making this up either.
I got acupuncture.
Oh, that's good.
Because I'm dizzy. I walk and I'm dizzy. Has anyone noticed I walk like I'm drunk?
You're not drinking.
I don't drink. What?
You're escorted at times to your seat.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I don't know what it is. So they're getting between the Botox, the Ozempic, and the acupuncture. I'm like more full of needles, more than a drug addict.
Yikes! And the number one YouTuber in the world, Mr. Beast, is joining ABC Shark Tank for season 18.
I'm Mr. Beast. This is my business partner Jeff. We're looking for some founders that are all in, and you know, maybe some people we can blow up with our social media.
That's what's up in Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Wednesday! It's July 8th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
The great Kevin Bacon is 68 years old today.
And there was a time for this law, but not anymore. See, this is our time to dance. It is our way of celebrating life.
Yeah, Mr. Bacon is 68 today. That, of course, was from Footloose, talking to the city council. Raffi is 78 years old today. Here's Baby Beluga. Remember this one?
Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild and you swim so free.
Today was the day, July 8th, 1996. That was exactly 30 years ago. Today, the Spice Girls hit the stage in the UK and dropped this one for the very first time. Of the Spice Girls, Wannabe, premiered today 30 years ago in the UK. It was on this date, July 8th, 1947, that the rumor mill got started. On this date, back in 1947, reports were broadcast on the radio that a UFO had crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. The rumors, well, allegedly were not true, but, you know, it kicked off the next 70 years.
Oh, my God. Space aliens. Don't eat me. I have a wife and kids. Eat them.
Silence. We are travelers from a certain nearby ringed planet whose name we'd prefer not to mention.
And finally, see, there's always a Simpsons clip. And finally today, July 8th, is National Ice Cream Sundae Day. Shouldn't that be on a Sunday?
Hey, Georgie. I saw you on TV yesterday.
Really? At the tennis match?
Yeah, you were at the snack bar eating a hot fudge sundae.
Get out of here. I didn't see any cameras there.
Oh, the camera was boom, there. And the announcers, they made a couple of cracks about you.
What were they saying?
That you had ice cream all over your face. They were talking about how funny you looked.
Oh, my God. Maybe Gwen saw it. Maybe that's what did it.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't a pretty sight.
Of course, that's George on Seinfeld. There you go. There's Flashback Freakout today. Have a wonderful Wednesday.